Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hey, everybody. Hey, this is Dr. Pat, and I am temporarily filling in for Lynette McKenzie. I am so honored to be joining you here today. Lynette, of course, is a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous show, and I know that she will probably be jumping in and joining us here in a minute. My name is Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I do a show many days during the week, and I'm also the creator of Transformation Talk Radio. And so the really cool thing is that I get to chat with you all until we hear from Lynette. And I guess I'll find out in a minute if she's going to be jumping in here, because this is kind of like a rare occasion for me. It's going to be a time where she's going to get to ask me just about, well, let's just say, as many questions as she wants. And so part of this is me just sitting back, relaxing, and waiting for her to join me. Lynette, are you there? I guess she's not there yet, but I think we're trying to get her. Let me just tell you a little bit about what today's show is. I was so thrilled when Lynette decided to invite me to her show. Certainly, she has a great way to connect with the listening audience. Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette has been a tremendous contribution to Transformation Talk Radio. So she asked me what I wanted to talk about today on the show. So here's the thing. I have been at a place of stuckness most of my life. I just didn't know it. I had all of the things most people would want. You know, a great job, great salary, you know, the car, the acreage, all of those things that I had worked so hard to achieve. And then the question then comes, what is it about my life that was making me miserable? You know, why was I constantly not feeling fulfilled in any way, form, or fashion? Well, one of the things I learned is that I was about as stuck as you can be. But here's the deal with being stuck. Once you get to understand what it feels like, whether you're stuck at a job, whether you're stuck in your desk, whether you're stuck in a relationship that you wish would end by itself, whether you're stuck financially or any other way, the thing that you learn about being stuck is what it feels like to be unstuck. Today, as many of you know, I am the creator of crust busting, which was an incredible phenomenon that I happened to come up with that described who I was for most of my life. But today, Lynette invited me on so I could talk to you about being unstuckable. And so, Lynette, thank you for asking me to chime in here today on the show.
Thank you so much, Pat. I don't know what's happened. There were some technical difficulties, and I'm just getting on, so I didn't get to hear the introduction. I'm not really sure.
Well, let me just jump in for you. Basically, I was saying that today we're going to talk about unstuckable because I've been stuck most of my life. And there's one thing that I've learned about being stuck is that when you're not stuck, it's like a light bulb goes on in your chest and lights you up from the inside out. And so all of this is part of a conversation that you and I are going to have today about how we can help people that are listening to this show break through and discover, even if it's for a nanosecond, they discover what it feels like to be unstuckable. I mean, think about it. What would life be like if we didn't get so serious about everything, take every little, you know, nub that shows up as a major catastrophe, and I just went through this a few minutes ago, and just be in the slide and glide. So today, talking about Unstuckable is about looking at our lives as if we were in the slide and glide of it. I mean, if you can ever imagine yourself on this great water slide, just smiling and having fun. I grew up in the Bronx, so our version of a water slide was popping open a fire hydrant. So that's what today is, that's what I was saying to folks, and I did a little brief introduction of who I was.
Oh, good.
And
great.
So, yeah, hey, thanks for joining the show.
So I can not be so serious about having technical difficulties and let
you know,
myself be unstuck
look
over
it. Honestly, it's not cancer, is it?
No, and that's okay. So interesting that you say that because, you know, I had an idea of how things were going to go in my mind, and everything is obviously all changed around now. But when you mentioned cancer, there's a woman who wrote in who has very serious cancer who wrote in with a question, and I wasn't going to jump into that, but right away. But would you be all right with having a pretty serious question right away?
You know, there are serious questions in life. I mean, every question that, you know, I think about when I ask other people, you know, I've interviewed thousands of people. I consider actually every question I've ever asked a serious question. And, you know, they become more serious for some than for others. So, no, I don't have any problem with that at all. Today is your day to fire away.
Okay, well, this woman, and actually I could use some help with being unstuck around her question, too.
Mm-hmm.
I have answers for her, you know, myself, mm-hmm. but it for me, her question brings up a place where I often get hooked into feeling so concerned about somebody that mm-hmm. I can get stuck in that. Because her question is, she said she wanted to be anonymous. She said, I was in a car accident. That was my fault. I fell asleep at the wheel and killed my granddaughter. I've been bedridden the last 5 years since the accident, and now I have widespread cancer. How can I make peace before I die, is her question.
Well, I know we're coming up to break, so I think it would be a great idea to go to break, and I would love to speak with her. And if she is anonymous, that's okay. I think the question is a very important question, and for me, it's a multifaceted question. So I want to make sure that I allocate enough time to address this personally, privately, and importantly. So why don't we go to break and talk about it when we come back?
Fabulous, Pat. We'll get right back. Thanks.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson, pain relief and healing cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Topperson. Topperson is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Topperson or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic. Now.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we're talking today with the award-winning radio show host, author, consultant, and success coach, Dr. Pat Basile. And just before we went to break, I read a question that was emailed this morning. Excuse me, got some phlegm in my throat. I was emailed this morning, and Dr. Pat was going to answer that question right away. So, Pat, I'll have you get started with.
I think it would be a good idea for you to read the question again, because I think it is such a powerful question, and it's going to relate to so many things. I want to just make sure that I answer it, appropriately.
Yes, and I'll say that a couple years ago, I had a client who had almost exactly the same situation. And, you know, I was able to listen to her body and help her break through. And it's much harder in a question where you're not working directly mm-hmm. with someone. You can't ask them more questions. But she didn't want to come on the air.
That's
she wanted
fine.
To be anonymous.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, she said, I was in a car accident that was my fault. I fell asleep at the wheel and killed my granddaughter. I've been bedridden the last 5 years since the accident, and now I have widespread cancer. How can I make peace before I die? And that's her question.
Mm-hmm. So first, let me say my heart really goes out to you. I want to just take a moment to say that, and I hope you are listening. Because I think that, you know, when we enter our lives, the contracts that we make with the people, first of all, our parents that we make that contract with and we enter into the world, we're making an agreement about what our lives should be about. We're making agreements about both the consequences of the things that we do and the opportunities to learn from them. And, you know, in the question, I could hear your love for your granddaughter. And with that, I want to say that the most important thing for you right now is to take that same love for your granddaughter and work on bringing that love within back to you and who you are. You know, sometimes we are faced with what seems to be some unsurmountable challenges in this lifetime. They don't make sense. There's no rhyme or reason to them. We don't really know how things are interconnected, but they are. The one thing I will say to you is that the peace that you get to make in this lifetime is the peace that's already been given to you by the divine. And what I mean by that is that whether you can see it or not, you are completely submerged in peace. You are completely surrounded by peace. You are completely immersed in peace. There is nothing but peace. Peace, deep, calm, and undisturbed around you. And I think the first part is recognizing that it's there. Your granddaughter knows how much love that you have for her and had at that time. Your granddaughter certainly is at a place of peace with you beyond anything you can imagine, and doesn't really intend or didn't really intend for you to take that accident as it was and to spend the rest of your life hurting yourself and beating yourself up. And so I'd love for you and would invite you to contemplate the peace that you make. I think as you put it before you leave, you know, this earth plane, the peace that is left to be made is the peace within you. Because there's no ripple effect that has disconnected you from the love that is shared between you and your granddaughter. You know, it is bigger and brighter and bolder than you can even imagine. Sometimes it's hard for us to see that when we've been in a situation, had an experience like you have had. And so you're not destined to a life of punishment for this, because it's not about fault. It's about the sacred contracts we have with the people that come into our lives and the people that cross our paths. And so the granddaughter that you talk about is so wanting you to be at a place of peace and thrive. So the part of forgiving that I truly believe in is the part where you get to be at peace with yourself by letting go and letting all around you in this energy be at peace with themselves. Because there are so many different connections we have in this lifetime. You know, there are so many different ways that you can't possibly even imagine right now, you know, as you have been ill and in bed for years and now have come down, you know, with cancer. You can recover from this. And you can do it in the spirit that your granddaughter would want you to do it. And that is through the spirit of love. There's one thing, Lynette, that I think cures all. And we go back into the many, many ways that we've heard Jesus talk about it, Buddha talk about it, and that is from the place of love. But love starts as an inside job. And the peace that I think that your listener is referring to is that inner peace. And that inner peace that you will get to make is when you stop and fully embody what it means to love. And there is an affirmation that I briefly shared with you early on, and I'm going to say it as an affirmation so that you can hear it. And for any of you out there that need an affirmation around peace and around calm, you know, when you become confused, you have to stop and listen to that inner calm. And this is what I would say. Stop and listen to that inner calm. And if you do hear this, you will hear that inner calm and that love of your granddaughter. That's the way to get to peace. And so what I want to say, Lynette, is that you have to turn from the confusion, from the guilt, from the shame, to something deeper within. And you have to not even go to the place of doubt about whether you have it within. You do. There's no question about it. Because if you didn't have within, if you didn't have that level of compassion, if you didn't have that level of deep love for your granddaughter, you wouldn't be experiencing what you're experiencing now. But I will tell you that this was not the path your granddaughter meant for you to be on.
That's such a beautiful answer, Pat. I benefited from listening to that. You know, my heart had gone out to her when she sent the message, and mm-hmm. so I had responded right away. And the part about love and already having mm-hmm. peace inside of us came up for me, but hearing you speak it the way that you have feels so much more powerful than, you know, just mm-hmm. writing words to someone. And the only thing additional that came up for me, around this woman was that if she's been in bed this long, and knowing the culture that we live in, that the chances are that she actually hasn't fully grieved. Sometimes part of, the forgiveness process is, you know, fully grieving and letting someone go is part of accepting what's happened rather than fighting against it. And sometimes that can be, you know, what blocks the peace is, you know, refusing to accept and refusing to let go and, you know, refusing to feel what we feel, which in this case, one part that she'd be feeling would be an enormous amount of grief.
Well, I also think she's feeling an enormous amount of guilt. And I don't want to confuse the two G's. Guilt and grief are two very different things. And what I want to say to her is that, you know, the grieving process is one that can take a nanosecond. There's a little story I want to share with you, if you don't mind. And then I want to also make sure that I give this affirmation. A friend of mine got to sit next to the Dalai Lama at a very important peace conference a couple of years ago. And she shared a story. And they were at this amazing conference with the Dalai Lama. And they were all sitting, chatting, laughing. Dalai Lama's got a great sense of humor. I don't know if you know that or not. But, yeah, absolutely incredible man. But all of a sudden what happened was his number one, let's just call him number one, came in the room and walked up to the Dalai Lama and just whispered something in his ear briefly, maybe took about 2 seconds. The Dalai Lama put down his head, and it was clear that he was in enormous pain and grieving. You could see it in his face. You could see the water form in his eyes. Everyone in the room felt the pain. And almost as quickly as number one came in and whispered in his ear, the Dalai Lama picked up his head as if he hadn't even missed a beat. And continue with the meeting. We later found out that he was grieving. And what he was grieving was the loss of a very dear friend that had been executed.
Wow.
And someone that he couldn't help, that he couldn't save, that he couldn't rescue. So what I want to say about grieving is that we have in this society an unwritten rule that says that grieving takes time. Which it doesn't. That grieving has to have a process, which it doesn't. And that if we don't spend enough time in the grieving process, we're not going to come out the other end as whole. And that's absolutely not the truth. So it's not how long we grieve. It's truly grieving from the place in our heart that is pure. And what I mean by that is that place that I'm inviting your listener to come, which is a place of love. That's what the Dalai Lama experienced and shared with people. It was that point of grieving that happened from a place of love, not from a place of anger, not from a place of fear, and not from a place of guilt. And so I want to just read this affirmation, read it. I just want to say this affirmation before we go to break.
How about we save that for after the break? Really be able to absorb that. It's time for a break now. And we've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette and Dr. Pat Basilia sharing most wonderful words of wisdom. I'm learning so much myself with this. Thank you so much, Pat. When we return, she's going to begin with her affirmation. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eye. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
We're back on Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Today I have a very amazing, wise, and dear woman, Dr. Pat Basile. She's an award-winning radio show host, author, consultant, and coach. And just before I went to break, she was about to share with us an affirmation, so I'd like to begin with that. But before you do that, Pat, could you give your contact information for the listeners?
Sure. The best way to find out about me and the Dr. Pat Show is to go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. And certainly for all of you out there that wants to find out more about Transformation Talk Radio, that's what you're listening to right now, you can go to transformationtalkradio.com. It is something I said earlier, but I want to say it in the way of an affirmation, Lynette, because, you know, part of this is to keep reminding ourselves how purely divine we are. So here's what I want to say. Everybody out there, that whether or not you're feeling guilt or shame or simply confused, you're in a state of confusion, a state of anxiety, it doesn't matter. To get to that place of inner calm, this is what I'd say to you. I would say to make sure that you repeat these three or four lines over and over and over again. And they are as follows. I am submerged in peace. I am surrounded by peace. I am immersed in peace. There is nothing but peace, peace, deep, calm, undisturbed around me. Now, part of this is understanding that all of us can rise above confusion, doubt, guilt, pain, and move to a divine presence that is all about beauty, power, and peace. And there are these basic ways to embody this. And this is what I was saying to the, you know, the woman. I think all of our hearts go out to her. This is what I was saying. You know, her life, based on its early inception or based on this particular experience with her granddaughter, was not meant and determined for her to be in a place of suffering. Because that's not what the divine really has for us. You know, without asking the questions of why or why did it happen, there's a place to get to that where we know that the spirit within all of us can make things new. You know, it can take every negative thought, every condition, and erase it from our experience. This is really what I'm talking about. You know, that spirit within, once we tap back into that, which I believe you're, you know, this very precious woman may have forgotten, It's that same spirit that gave her the joy and the presence of being with her granddaughter that still exists. You know, it's being aware of that union between who she has come to be and that good that is within her. So what I'm trying to say, Lynette, is because there is an experience or something that we might do in our lifetime, it doesn't mean that we have erased our innate good. It doesn't mean that. We have to become conscious of that oneness that we have with life. And this is what I'm saying to her and to others out there right now. This is the time for all of us to be at that place, to be conscious of that oneness with life, not with afterlife. So even as you're sitting in bed, you have the opportunity to A, heal yourself, and to expect more happiness. Because I know that's what your granddaughter would want. More happiness, more harmony than ever before. And so you get to walk in the joy of this ever-increasing good. Now, one of the things that I don't really talk about that often, Lynette, especially on my show or otherwise, because, you know, I'm known as to be a spiritual person, but I had a very early childhood in the Catholic boarding school. I had a very early childhood, and I got to have a just incredible relationship with Jesus. And I now have had other relationships with other spiritual teachers. But one of the things that I learned is that whether it's Jesus, whether it's Buddha, whether it's Allah, whatever it is, that Jesus in particular lay in his knowledge of spiritual laws. His spiritual genius was founded upon his understanding of spiritual laws. He dared to believe in the invisible source of his being and to trust it. That's what I'm saying to you. As you're sitting in your bed, probably in pain, that he was not frightened by the storm, nor by the fears of others. He could say peace to all. And so these are the lessons that we've learned through the ages of what peace means. It means not to falter in the face of guilt or shame or fear. It means to get back in touch with that God quality that all of us have. It means to make sure that because of an incident in life, it doesn't wipe out a lifetime of good that you've been. And so it's really a time to get back to that divine sense of self that starts in the very breath that we take that isn't about the mind, but is about the heart and the soul. And so I think the peace that you're looking for is the peace to let your soul remember how absolutely good and gracious you are. And one experience in life, as painful as it may be, doesn't wipe that out. And so this is really the time that all of us, Lynette, all of us get to be at this place. Because right now, our society is calling for us to step forth from a place of peace, not a place of anger, not a place of rhetoric, but a place where we can all find the good in each other, because together with that good, we become exponentially powerful. And so, you know, I know we started out with the conversation about peace, but this is also a time and a conversation about power. When we have situations that happen to us in life, one of the things that has never been meant to be by the divine is that we lose our sense of power and empowerment, or that we lose our sense of good. Or that the mind of God is not where we are. It is exactly where we are. It is inevitable. It is available. It is always operating. It doesn't turn away from us. And I think that is really a big dose, a big B12 shot of what all of us should be reminded of right now. You know, this is not a time for more separation. This is a time for us to come together and to find that true oneness.
So beautifully said, Pat. So beautifully said. So in the last 5 minutes before the break, how would you relate this with being unstuckable?
Well, I think the thing to really learn, and I love the question because this is the first, you know, this is one of the first, you know, this is a pivotal point of becoming unstuckable. We will always get stuck, always, if we let something in our lives, something that is happening outside of us immobilize us. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, it could be something as simple as I went to the post office and a letter I was looking for wasn't there. And our response to that becomes one of anger, one of frustration, and we become stuck. You see, because every moment that we invite an energy into who we are in that inner place where there is peace and good, we're just adding one more layer that could hold us back from our true nature. And the unlimited possibilities in this world. I mean, this is not a life where some people were destined for greatness and others were not. I mean, that's not the divine that I plug into every day. And so the question then becomes, you know, why are some people so free? Why are some people so peaceful? You know, why do some people get in relationships, end relationships, and don't miss a beat, and others just stay with that agony forever? The question then becomes, what can we know about being unstuckable that is different than some of the things we probably have learned today? And guilt and shame, they're one of the most common. Those two are, they're great bedfellows, those two, guilt and shame. They've had a lifetime together. They know how to work it.
And they could keep you in bed.
You know, every little bit of cellulite you get, you look in the mirror, bam, there you go. And it's amazing how we can have one visualization like that, that it completely then categorizes us in terms of whether we like ourselves or not. So just start to add those up and you get a whole life of stuck stuff. So becoming unstuckable means that, one, you don't ever forget that you are tapped into the one power, the one present, and the one presence and the one life. We don't ever forget that that spirit that we've so come to know and love on the outside exists within us. And the other part of this is you can't not for one moment edge not one inch on the conviction of the love for yourself. I need to say that again. There's no room to compromise when it comes to loving oneself. Because if you do, what you're saying is that you're less than. And I don't know about you, but I don't think anybody on this planet has been put on here to be less than.
Absolutely, Pat. And I could imagine this woman was 5 years in bed. She didn't say if she was sick the whole time or why she was in bed. But I could just imagine what she's been thinking about and blaming herself, you know, because she, in her note, she said it was my fault. And you can hear the pain in that and how she has herself stuck in bed with that blame of herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm not to quote Jesus again, and boy, I don't do a good job of this.
You're doing a great job.
You know, one of the things that I remember, because I spent a lot of time as a 7-year-old in a Catholic church finding out that my mom had just died. And the guilt and shame I had from that, you know, imagine this. You're 7 years old. You're in a Catholic boarding school. You're there over the weekend. You know that you're supposed to be with your mother. You're not with your mother, and your mother dies. And so I've had a lot of time to think about what guilt and shame is. But one of the things I remember from that early age is this saying by Jesus, who loses his life shall find it. And it's a sentence that's buried somewhere in the teachings. But what this really means is that you have to actually lose your life sometimes. But when you lose it, you have to let go of the lesser of it in order to experience the greater. So this is, in a strangest way, perhaps an opportunity to embrace the greater.
Beautiful. I've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette. Radio for your body and soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we've been talking today with the Oprah of Talk Radio, Dr. Pat Basile. And just before I went to break, Pat, you were giving a quote from Jesus, and I don't feel like we gave it enough time. Could you say it one more time?
Well, who loses his life shall find it. I mean, you know, that's something that I have felt about my own life. I mean, that's something that's very personal to me because I have felt lost most of my life. And you know, when you get an imprint like that, for most people, well, let me just speak about myself. I didn't really know what that meant. But, you know, let's talk about this for a minute because we're really talking about that interconnection. You know, we're talking about everyone here making sure that we remember who we really are and that, you know, good and divine and God and Jesus, whatever it is that this means to you, this is on the inside of all of us. And so one of the things that it's so easy to do is to forget that this is truly an energy and a vibration that belongs within each and every one of us. So, you know, the idea is to think about if we wish to be happy, right? Then we have to take all the unhappiness out of our mind and and bury it, right? So if you wish to be happy, Lynette, then what you have to do is you have to take all the unhappiness out. You have to get rid of the unhappiness. It's not like you have to find the happiness. And this is what Unstuckable is about. It's not finding something. It's revealing something. It's not searching for something. It's uncovering something.
Yes, nothing I've often imagined people being like a gem or a diamond, but then they're like paper mache'd over it with layers of other stuff.
And I call that crust. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great name for it.
Yeah.
So how does that balance, you know, the whole thing of, you know, as a body story expert, I find that people get stuck in certain stories, and so they're living that out, and we need to locate it and move through it, which can happen really quickly, and, you know, let it go in their body, in their being, and then always underneath is that beautiful essence. How do you balance that, though? You say to bury the unhappiness. What exactly do you mean by bury the unhappiness? Because I know that in my work, a lot of ailments that people have, it's from suppressing certain emotions and experiences and not feeling them, and it becomes buried in their body and they get ill. So could you say more about what you mean by burying the unhappiness?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that today's show, I didn't think it was going to turn out this way, really. But, you know, the theme for what I seem to have to say today is a spiritual base. And so I want to stay with that for a minute, because I believe that we are to find the roots of our lives in pure spirit. I believe we are to find the roots of our lives in pure spirit so that we can see the basic unity of all from there. The fundamental mathematical and logical necessity of all of that is unity. So you have to lose your sense of being separate from your good and you. You know, good is not on the outside, but yet we are so separate from what we think is good about ourselves. And we live in a society that will tell you, you're not, you know, honestly, you're not thin enough. You don't, you know, you're, you have too many wrinkles.
Yes.
Now if you're over 30, you're like what? A cougar? Nobody know what that means. You know, what does that even mean to anybody? And, you know, so now we've got these labels going on about who we are. And so all of us get to explore that level of connectedness. And the further we get away from our true essence, the further that separation is, the further we start to allow for negation to come in. Right? So this is what I'm trying to say today. You know, the next time that any obstacle appears on your path, anybody out there, any obstacle, try to realize that it is not an entity, a person, or a self-created condition. I mean, think about this. What if it wasn't? You know, it is not true to the larger life within you. So, I mean, think about this again. The next time that you run into a bump, you and I have had a couple today. I was on the phone with Chris earlier today. We were trying to work something out. And honestly, for me, I got a little bit caught up in something that where I forgot who I really was. I got caught up in the condition.
Yeah,
right?
I forgot when I was trying to get on the show and couldn't.
Well, exactly. But you know what? You got to satisfy your mind that it is not the thing itself, right? Here you are. You became that thing. But because you couldn't get onto the show or whatever is happening, what happened? You became it. It became you. We do this every day. Every day. We have to satisfy our mind that it is not that thing. Whether it is bankruptcy, whether it is a relationship that ended, we're not that thing. We have to stop fighting it and begin to realize its opposite. Now, this is the key, and this is really now, you know, the step-by-step way to talk about it. And I know there's a lot that goes into this, and we have a really short period of time. You know, I coach people for months, for years on this. But we have to begin, we have to know. Here's the deal. You want to hear the bottom line?
I do.
We have to know that there are no obstructions in spirit, period. There are no obstructions in spirit, and that we already are spirit. So we have to begin to identify ourselves with the truth, which knows no obstruction.
I love that, and I really appreciate you being brave enough to just cut to the chase. It seems there's so much rhetoric going around, and people are often, you know, afraid to just come out with that kind of truth, and it feels so beautiful to hear you say that. And we've got about 4 minutes left, and could you briefly bring that to our culture as a whole with where we are with unemployment
the minute that we put all our eggs in the political basket and we forget the spiritual one, and I'm not talking religion. You know, I'm talking about the true nature of spirituality, which it has always meant to be throughout the ages. It's a connection to a source, something higher than ourselves, whatever that means to you. But the minute that we put all of our eggs into this human skin basket and we forget the innate power that we have to really rise above it and choose anger over love, you know, choose fear over courage, and choose an inner death over the life and the goodness that we were meant to have, we are actually giving up part of ourselves that was never meant to be given up. And so,
beautiful, Pat. You know,
I mean, that's what I'm saying today for everyone out there. You know, if there's something that's going on politically and you're angry about it, do something about it. And you don't have to do it in an angry way. If you don't like the fact that the unemployment benefits are going to go away, then, you know, go follow up with a couple of other thousand people that had a few signs and walked around on Washington. Call your congresspeople. If you don't like the tax cuts, do something about that. But it's how we go about this. You could do it from a place of love, or you could do it from a place of lifelessness.
Beautiful, Pat. So as we're ending, you'd said there was another affirmation you had to share. I would love to hear that.
And this really goes back to the woman that wrote you, Lynette, and it probably others out there. So I just want to, you know, there are a couple of things I've learned because nobody gets more stuck than I do over a lifetime. So I've had to learn a lot of things. I just want to say this. This is the affirmation if you all listen to this and you want to say it yourself. And it goes like this. I know that there is a spiritual center within me which is perfect. I am now telling my own consciousness automatically to ward off any thoughts of doubt, uncertainty, fear, guilt, and shame. I sense that every state of my doubt, every consciousness of negation is leaving me now. Every doubt is being converted into certainty. Fear is being converted into faith. I have an abiding sense of happiness and peace. I am the very essence of peace. I have an inward confidence in my oneness with good. I rest in sublime trust.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you for leaving us with those beautiful words. Thank you for being the guest on the show today.
It's been my pleasure.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Pat. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in to Opening to Ecstasy. I appreciate each and every one of you. Please join me every Friday at 5 p.m. and 2 p.m. Pacific. Next week, we have Barbara Buckley, an erotic spirituality coach, and she'll be speaking to us about empowering love, self-love, and sexuality. Thank you so much, Pat, for this beautiful show.
Thank you. It was wonderful.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.